Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Six 6:42 on this Tuesday morning. What happens once a month on Tuesdays? The Milwaukee Common Council meets this morning at Milwaukee City Hall. Great flag debate will come to a vote, I guess, barring the unforeseen. They could table it. Could you imagine?
Who knows? Referred back to committee.
Yep. More on that in a moment. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson will give his annual budget address today. I have some information as to what's in it. Property taxes are going up. From a source in the mayor's office, I'm told that Mayor Johnson's budget will include a 2% increase to the property tax levy, the levy being the total amount of taxes collected by the city. Fees are also on the rise. So that would be those separate line items in your property taxes. There's a fee for, like, sanitation, snow and ice removal. Okay. Those fees up at least 2%. Sewer and stormwater fees up 5 to 6%. The good thing, if there is one, about separating out in terms of fees versus taxes is nonprofits like hospitals and churches are exempt from property taxes, but they all pay these fees. So you're spreading that out over a wider margin. For city taxpayers, could have been worse. Mayor's office pointing out they expect to collect nearly $200 million in sales tax revenue from the recently approved 2% sales tax, as well as an increase in state shared revenue of more than 2%. Told the mayor will also announce, quote, public safety investment, both prevention and accountability efforts. So that's the big business at City Hall this morning.
So he'll give that. He'll address the council, what, at 9 a.m. today?
And then deliver the budget to them, and then the council then will debate it. They can add amendments, they can change things, and they kick it back to the mayor. So this process will play out through the fall.
And then, oh, yes, don't forget the vote on the people's flag. Today, maybe. I mean, who knows?
They could do anything.
So the people's flag, you know, it's blue, yellowish, has that circle in the middle depicting the sun rising over the lake. Well, during a steering and licensing committee hearing earlier this month, Alderman Bob Bauman added a secondary option. At least he foreshadowed it. See, we have this secondary option, right? This flag that has City Hall in it, right?
Which you've questioned whether it was even serious.
Yeah, I think he's mocking in some fashion. We did ask him. I did try to get a hold of him, try to get him on. He declined all of that. Anyway, they have to vote on one of these two flags or deny them both today. But during this hearing earlier in the month, this committee hearing, the alderman actually foreshadowed this.
Even adding a silhouette of City Hall in the white circle above the blue would at least add something that distinguishes this flag as relating to this city, not Reno, Nevada. We have adopted a very similar flag.
Well, maybe he was serious
so
then.
He brought it up weeks ago. Who knows what they'll vote on today? When I get older,